Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Valdeez, I know this song, don't I? Why am I snoozing on this band, Valdeez?
Definitely sounds like the music that we would promote during our HFS.
Is that Yellow
era.
Card?
That's a great song, whoever that is.
Yellow Card.
That's I don't my think boy. So. It's a nasally guy.
Is it current?
It's unlabeled in the system.
Is it current or is old?
It's not even labeled.
Oh, no, we don't even know what it is?
Yeah, because Cake, I think Cakes wanted me to play this.
I can't remember the name of the band, but I like it. You need to play it and Shazam it. I'm all about it. Is that stupid Shazam show still on?
I don't know
Jamie
if it is
Fox
or not.
Beat Shazam?
That's a good question.
You know what? I like the show. I watched it. I mean, I didn't watch it religiously, but I would watch it when it was on. Hey, real quick before we get to the Junkies Blitz. Want to give a little plug for something that my buddy Koki Adasi's promoting. He went and played basketball at Mount St. Mary's, and they're trying to get the head coach while he's still alive, because we were wondering that ourselves,
yep.
Jim Phelan, into the Hall of Fame. So tonight they're playing Georgetown, and fans are going to be displaying signs that read, Bowtie Belongs. And if you look at the resume, he does belong in the Hall of Fame. He's the only collegiate coach to win over 100 went over 800 games and not be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Made the tournament a couple times. Of course, he was at Mount St. Mary's for 49 seasons.
Wow. Yeah.
49 seasons. Now, he's not the coach anymore.
No,
he was there
no.
for a long time. Yes.
19-21 seasons. I think the guy that took over, Jamian Christian's a former player.
He's a former player.
And they're
yeah.
actually doing better the last few
Didn't
years.
Didn't they get into the tournament last year?
Not positive.
Well, Mount got into the tournament last year.
But they're playing better. They've gotten 19-21 seasons.
Pedro and Deportes.
The Mount.
He would know.
So props to Jim Phelan. He should probably be in the Hall of Fame. As my buddy points out, Rick Pitino and Jim Calhoun and all these guys who have shady pasts
right.
and NCAA violations, they're already in there. This guy's never had any NCAA violations and over 800 wins. So Bowtie Belongs.
Used to work the basketball camp at Mount St. Mary's every summer when I was at Dematha, and they didn't have, I'm sure it's different now.
Yeah.
But back in 1986, 87, they did not have air conditioning in the dorms.
Oh.
And it was miserable.
It's a beautiful campus when you drive by it, but with no AC in the middle of summer, I'm sure it was brutal.
Now, there were some dorms that did.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, the high school coaches and the college coaches would stay.
Right.
But not the counselors. And it was brutal.
Well, I lived in Chestertown.
Sizzling.
At the University of Maryland for 2 years, and I don't believe we had air conditioning.
Oh, window fan units,
when
right?
When I dropped Kurt off as a freshman in his dorm, Hagerstown, zippy AC. And it was
Is that true?
Fun,
so most
hot.
Dorms today, like if you're an older campus, a lot of them have no AC still?
I guess so. I mean, think about when some of those buildings, those dorms were built at right. Maryland, probably mm-hmm. in the
right.
50s, 60s.
Yeah, you're right.
And I had no elevator. I was fourth floor. I had to take the steps.
They had no elevator in that joint?
You don't remember?
I remember, but I don't
fourth
remember.
Floor.
No, I don't remember no elevator.
Yeah. I remember
right
also
that there
was
old North Gym.
Tradition of streaking for,
yes.
in that
at
area.
At Chestertown, they were streakers.
That might
and
be the
I
worst
thought,
building ever. No way. No, no.
No AC, streakers.
No AC.
A couple of the sophomores told me when I moved in, like a couple weeks, they said, you realize that we streak. I thought they were just, you know,
right.
pulling the fast
sure.
on me.
Messing with
no
the,
chance.
Messing with the freshmen.
And so I didn't jump in the first time. And then sure enough, they played music and a bunch of people from Chestertown ran around butt naked.
Ran
so
around the quad.
I did it the second time, just kind of like I got in on the stupid bet.
That's so hard.
I did streak, and we stopped in front of like the chicks' dorm. There's no way you can do this
no.
now. And we did naked jumping jacks.
So
like he's just
stupid.
Walking
Those idiots.
In the sexual harassment climate where senators and
you
know, actors and directors
that's
are going
a
down.
Wacky you're doing out at college.
You guys
park.
You guys would literally all get arrested if you did
oh,
that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And it was cold, by the way. I think I did it because
So the first streak was obviously in September because I'm a freshman starting out. I'm like, all right, I guess they actually do it. The next one was like October. It was cold. Yeah. And you kind of like waited, and then there was like music that would come on, and then you'd sprint.
Did you wear shoes?
Yes, he had shoes on.
Shoes and then butt naked. That's
shoes and butt
look.
Naked. And then they stopped, and we did jumping jacks.
I thought of you, Cakes, the other day because I was Porky Pigging around my house.
You were?
Yeah, for a moment.
Didn't it feel uncomfortable?
It was. I started laughing. I don't know.
So you
somehow
just had the shirt on and nothing on the bottom.
Yeah, I just had shirt, nothing on. And I was just in my own little, you know, our little bedroom, little suite
okay,
area.
Okay, yeah. You're not like answering the door or Porky Pigging it.
Somehow I was like changing or something. And there was a moment there where I was walking like from my closet to go brush my teeth to like back to my bed.
That's all, folks.
Where I had like my clothes laid out. And I was walking around. I just had a T-shirt and no pants.
I don't even ever hit the skins, Porky Pigging it.
No, a lot of guys do.
Oh, I've done that. A lot of guys. I think Drabby. Yeah, that's
his shirt on.
I don't think Drabby's ever had sex with his shirt on.
Always shirt on.
Yeah.
No, the old Porky.
You're Porky Pigging it all the time.
That's all, folks.
Why do you keep the shirt on?
Well, I want her to be turned on. Or try to be.
Yeah.
Pretend.
Yeah. He doesn't want her to see the boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got big nipples.
The old Porgy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Bowtie belongs. Mount St. Mary's. They play Georgetown tonight. So
yeah,
if you're a fan, you can play
that
a sign.
Uber deserving.
Wins. All right, let's go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice
right,
with our service.
What's going on in the Niffle?
To help our military veterans, visit helppurpleheart.com. Well,
top
Jerry
story.
Jones isn't relenting. There's all this pressure for him to stop going after Roger Goodell. But he says he's not backing off his threat of suing the NFL and several other owners if the compensation committee comes to an agreement with Commissioner Roger Goodell on an extension. By the way, did you hear the details of this extension that he's trying to negotiate?
Well, this is alleged.
Does he want his plane?
Supposedly a plane for life.
Private use of a plane, you know, personal use of a private plane.
Doesn't he have that already?
And $50 million bucks. Well, the thing is I was talking to my son about
There's
it.
There's no
it's
way
a nice perk.
No way he flies United.
No.
Well, he's got, I think he's been making, hasn't he been making $40 million a year
yes.
in the last few years? He's got plenty of dough to buy his own plane.
Oh, he can wheels it up anytime he wants.
Or get a NetJets membership.
But yeah. So he wants a plane. He wants the
access
other owners.
To a plane.
He wants the other owners to pay for the plane for his entire his. Tenure as
no,
commissioner?
That's his life.
For his lifetime?
It's your money. You paid for it.
Jones? Why doesn't he just open up the butt cheeks and get his own plane?
I don't know. But those
He's
are the
a squeaker
perks.
At heart, like everybody.
I mean, how much money does the NFL generate in revenue every year?
Billions.
$15 billion.
$15 billion a year. I mean, you know, those are the spoils of being in charge.
Jones said, I speak to a lot of owners, and I know them to be really supportive of the idea of being able to, on their part, see what and guide and give input to the committee, particularly the chairman, and I have well over half this league that is very interested in not only being a part of what is negotiated, but having it come back to them for approval. But, of course, yesterday we had the story that six of the owners, they're basically trying to sue Jerry Jones and shut him down. So
he
owners
called,
battling
he
each
called
other.
He called that laughable. He said there's zippy chance they're ever taking the team from me.
Yes.
So he's talking smack to all those other boys.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
But he did say, because we got 18 months left on Goodell's deal, we can slow down, evaluate what we're doing. He said, let's just slow this train down and discuss
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't Goodell also, like, stumping for, like, health insurance? Like, that was another. He wants to get covered. He wants full health insurance for him and his family.
Why, he doesn't have that?
There's just one of the other details in the negotiation.
Maybe
I think he's trying to get it for his
for
family
life.
For life.
Yeah.
Ah.
He wants it in perpetuity.
Right.
He's got a good negotiator.
I guess so.
Rumors of John Gruden returning to coach football, they're not uncommon, but this time, longtime Tampa reporter Ira Kaufman, who covers the Bucs.
Love Ira.
You got to try to lose
that
accent.
Feels the possibility of Gruden returning to the Bucs is greater than ever. He listed several reasons.
Have we had him on before?
Ira Kaufman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Really?
Listed several reasons why he believes Gruden may finally be ready to leave his broadcasting gig. One of them is that Gruden supposedly doesn't have the same passion for announcing games as he did when he was working alongside Mike Tirico.
So who's this guy now? I don't even
pay
attention. McDonough. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't have the same vibe, connection with him.
Maybe, maybe not.
So
man,
he's missing
I miss
that.
Tirico. That's my guy.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
Does he want to get back into coaching or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I want to coach against my
brother.
I think
those guys are coaching lifers, a lot of those guys. But the job is so cush.
Yeah, it is.
I would want to
maybe
chill.
Maybe just, you know what? Maybe he's getting
up.
Bored of it.
Yeah, you're could bored. He's bored. Already rich. He already knows. What's the difference? $7 million, $5 million. Who cares? I'm rich. I just wanted to get one more crack at it. Well, I can see it.
If he really wants one.
And they make good points. So Tampa, they blow out coaches all the time. The stadium's half full. You bring in John Gruden, at least for a year or two, you're going to sell tickets.
Right, it's a tie to your past.
And you're probably going to get better.
I would think you get better, but, I mean, they fired
him. Although it's different now. I mean, the league is different than when he was coaching.
Yeah, but you got Jameis licking his fingers on the sidelines, sticking his hand in his mouth. It's just weird. It's a lot of weirdness going on in Tampa.
I would see that before I see him going to Tennessee or any big-time college program.
I guess connecting the dots, Ira said that over the summer he did admit he misses coaching, and through his quarterback camp, he has hosted Jameis Winston and apparently likes him.
Well, he's hosted every quarterback.
The story, by the way, says that he could add Deuce Gruden and Jay Gruden to his staff.
Hey, bro, come on in, man. When you get thrown overboard by the Redskins, you got a spot on my staff,
Jay might be looking for a job soon. You never know.
With seven wins in a row, the Saints have every reason to be living in the moment right now, and that's what quarterback Drew Brees says he's doing. But he is in the final year of his contract, but he made it clear on the radio that his desire is to remain in New Orleans. He said, I feel like we've got a great opportunity ahead of us, and I don't plan on leaving New Orleans
38.
Ever.
Drew Brees, Redskins bridge quarterback.
Well, remember,
what do you think, EB?
I remember I lobbied for that with Peyton.
Right.
When he had the noodle arm.
Yep.
Everyone said he had the noodle arm, and then he ended up winning like an MVP and had a couple great years with Denver.
Won the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah. I might, if you're going to lose Kirk.
Yeah,
which I don't think they are, but if they do, I make a play for Drew for 2 years.
Sign him to a two-year deal.
Peyton won the Super Bowl twice.
Went to the Super Bowl twice.
Oh, that's you won it. I was going to say, Seattle boat raced.
Yeah, the first one wasn't pretty. Yeah. The second one wasn't pretty, but they got the win anyway.
Yeah, he didn't play great, but they did get the win. Thanks to Von Miller and the strip sacks.
And finally, Vikings coach Mike Zimmer says he's waiting until today to say whether Case Keenum or Teddy Bridgewater is the starting quarterback.
Oh, he's got to keep Keenum. He's playing
Keenum
so well.
Said, in my own head, I for sure am the starter. That's how I've approached it. That's how I've answered it. I don't know how else to answer it. That's how
that
I have to approach it.
That might be your top game
week.
Of the weekend, the Vikes and the Rams.
It's got to be.
Has to be.
What if he doesn't play well this week and they win? Do you keep him again?
If he plays poop, you might move on.
Even if they win?
Yeah. Because if they played poop and still won despite him, it wouldn't hurt you to put Teddy in there.
I know, but Teddy hadn't played since 2015.
He'll be rusty.
It's got to be.
Yeah, for sure.
Give him a series or two in this game if you can afford
to. That's the other thing you could do. You could give him a little bit of time here and there. Slowly work him into it.
All right, coming up the next hour, we hit the Skins. Plus, Deuce McAllister, radio analyst for the Saints, joins us at 9 on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.